Special K's are here.
Absolutely.
Kitty and Kev.
Yeah.
With the Friday mid-morning show. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Vectis Radio. We're on 104.6 FM and online. We're the island's voice. And speaking of voices, there's a really bad cue there. We are joined straight away by our special guest, PW Gates, and she made me say that she wanted me to describe her as the midget poet. Is that right?
Yes, Kev, it is. Very much so.
Well, welcome.
Thank you, Kev.
I can't call you that again. Welcome, oh. PW. Can I call you P?
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Hello, P.
Hello, Kev.
Okay, so you write poems, and lots of them, and you also perform them.
I do.
In front of people.
I do.
But where did all that start? Can you take us back to where your love of poetry came from?
Well, funny thing is, I watched a film about John Keats,
mm-hmm.
and it had Ben Whishaw in it.
How far back are we going?
Oh, God. 5 years, 5-6 years.
Okay.
And I just fell in love with poetry, John Keats, and I thought, well, why not? I'll write a poem of my own. And it just sort of spiralled from there, you know. And it's
You'd never written one until that point?
No.
Never been in your head to do it?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then I just started, and it's obviously progressed as I've got older. The subjects have got more sort of topical and more, you know, from my experiences as I've got older.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And tell us about... Well, I know you. We have met before, so I know most of the story, but a lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. And you've got quite an interesting story to tell, to say the least, haven't you? And what motivates you and what drives you and what makes you the person you are?
Yeah.
So do you want to just explain that to us?
I was born 16 weeks premature. I was born at £1.6.
Gosh.
Was given a very low survival rate at the time. But the doctors who were on at the time saved my life, and basically I do owe them my life. I have a long lifetime debt towards them, and any event we get for them, my parents and I go along. And, you know, this month is neonatal intensive care month, and, you know, I just want them to have as much exposure as possible. And that does affect, you know, the poetry that I write, because it comes from a place that, you know, I might not have been able to have written poetry had I not.
Yeah, know. Yeah. What could you put into words? I know you're going to read us a poem soon, which I can't wait for. That's a real treat.
Thank you.
But can you put into words how that has influenced you now? What difference has it made to you, having had that experience?
I think it gives you a bolder outlook on life. Because, and you appreciate life more, because I think you come so close to death and you think, actually, you've got this life, you've only got one chance. You're just gonna have to take it and take whatever throws at you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got some scars, I've got, you know, but that doesn't matter. This is my life and I'm gonna take it for what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything to ask, Kissy?
I'm just sitting in awe.
Thank you.
How would you describe your poetry? Is there a certain genre that you do? Because I wrote some poems when I was a lot younger, but mm-hmm. I haven't done it for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly I used it as a sort of, I was the sort of spotty youth poet. Who, you know, poured out my innermost feelings, because I couldn't really pluck up the courage to talk about it to anyone else, so writing was a bit of a release. Is it the same for you?
It's a massive relief. It's a therapy in a way, because you're getting out all those feelings that you have in a way that you can. And I sort of look back at my poetry and I sit there sometimes and I'm going, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
What was I feeling? You know, you backtrack and you think and you go, okay, that's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it now. You know, it's sort of a diary in a sense.
Yeah. Kitty.
It's sort of a way, I guess, of recording your feelings, isn't it?
Mm, definitely.
But in a way that's on paper, as Kevin said, rather than actually being verbal about it.
Yeah.
And being able to verbalise this at a time, another time when maybe you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's better because actually you can just hide bits of your feelings in poetry. Mm. And one solitary emotion can become a poem. You know, I did a poem on, like, sadness, and that's just one poem. And happiness, just one poem. So you can mix them around with the emotions. It doesn't have to be about a particular thing. It can just be an emotion. Mm.
Some people are quite scared of poetry, aren't they? If, like, it's inaccessible to them, and they just think it's a bit too out there, for want of a better phrase. What do you say to that?
I think poetry is getting less and less read, I think, because the generations behind me, you know, sort of look at poetry and go, oh God, I don't want to read that. Why would I want to read that? It's not cool. Yeah. If you know, if I'm allowed to use that word anymore, if it's in fashion. because they don't want to read, they don't want to be seen reading it because it's English and it's books and it's not it's quite sad to see it.
Yeah, but yeah, you, for all that and, you know, your outpouring, so I have to admire you because you not only write it, but you now are prepared to stand up and read it in front of people. In fact, you're going to read one to the millions listening to us now. No pressure,
oh, God,
PW.
No. Under pressure, God.
But so I'm interested in that bit. So has the writing of the poetry in itself given you the confidence to stand up and speak it, or was that two separate things?
It's two separate things, I think. Yeah. I just, as I got more confident in myself as a person, I approached somebody for a poetry evening and I said, I'll do it. And when I got there, I was internally going, no, not doing it. And then I did it. And that's what set it off. Yeah. And I'm actually proud of myself.
Well done.
You know, since October, I've just done poetry evening after poetry evening after poetry evening. And it's got better. And I feel more confident in the poet in me, as well as the person.
And has that, do you think, getting a bit deep here for a Friday morning, but
I'm always deep.
But has that made your poetry better? The fact that you are reading it out and you're hearing it as well as seeing it, has that made a difference?
No, because I write for myself first, and then I write for other people. Then I write for other people. Myself always comes first.
Okay.
So.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating stuff, and we can't stay talking all day, but I really want to hear your poem.
Of course.
So could you, first of all, introduce it for us? Tell her what's the poem and why have you chosen this one?
It's called Apology. It's about apologising for something you shouldn't really be apologising for. I wrote it because I actually had to apologise for something that in the end I realised I didn't have to apologise for.
Yeah.
And we seem to be doing that a lot lately in society. We apologise for things we shouldn't really apologise for.
Yeah.
So
this is PW Gates reading her poem.
Apology.
Apology.
Yeah. I squeeze my eyes shut, swallowing the burning lump in my throat, fingertips tingling, skin prickling in light uncomfortable sweat. Whispering quietly, I can't and I won't. As salty tears roll down my cheeks, my lips are dried, cracked and bleeding. I chant to myself, I can't and I won't. Tears cloud my vision, stinging the corners of my eyes. Every nerve in my brain is singing, I can't and I won't. I can't forget your smile, and I won't apologise for loving you. I can't waste any more energy, and I won't cry over you. I can't and I won't.
Wow. That's lovely.
Awesome poem.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing that. Thanks for coming in and for reading it to us. Yeah, what can I say? That sort of left me speechless.
It has me as well.
Yeah. I think that's perfect. We should just leave it there now and let your poem echo a little bit for people.
I mean, as I say, apologising for things we shouldn't be apologising for. I apologise all the time for being autistic and I think, you know, I shouldn't be.
No.
And, of course, that's where that also comes in, is apologising for being who we are. And, you know, autism awareness in poetry is a massive, important thing. And the creative industry. I'm proud to be autistic because it doesn't define me and it doesn't affect my life. So I think, you know, I encourage every poet, every creative person with autism or without, to come forward and share, you know, whatever stage you are, you know, have the ability and the belief and confidence to share your work, because one day somebody's going to go, you know what, you're good and you're good enough.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. No, thank you.
Thank you.